When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar, para pemimpin dunia dan advokat bertemu di Wina minggu ini untuk bekerja menuju pelarangan senjata nuklir. Australia termasuk negara-negara yang didesak untuk bergabung. Berikut ini sebuah rangkuman mengenai hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Sunil Awasti untuk SBS News. Kita berpikir bahwa penggunaan senjata nuklir dalam perang adalah sesuatu di masa lalu, setelah pelanggaran penggunaan satu-satunya senjata nuklir dalam perang lebih dari 70 tahun yang lalu. Namun, minggu ini, penyelenggara pertemuan pertama dari negara-negara anggota Treaty of Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons yang diadakan di ibu kota Austria, Wina, bersikeras bahwa itu jauh dari kebenaran. Badan utama yang bekerja untuk tujuan ini adalah kampanye internasional untuk menghapuskan senjata nuklir, International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, yang dikenal dengan sebutan ICAN. Dan berbicara pada konferensi itu, Sekretaris Jenderal Perserikatan Bangsa-Bangsa, Antonio Guterres, mengatakan senjata nuklir mewakili apa yang terburuk dalam kemanusiaan dalam beberapa hal.
Nuclear weapons are a global scourge. A deadly reminder of countries' inability to solve problems through dialogue and collaboration. These weapons offer false promises of security and deterrence, while guaranteeing only destruction, death, and endless brinksmanship. Today, the terrifying lessons of Hiroshima and Nagasaki are fading from memory. The once unthinkable prospect of nuclear conflict is now back within the realm of possibility.
Hanya 9 negara, Amerika Serikat, Inggris, Rusia, Prancis, Cina, Israel, Korea Utara, India, dan Pakistan dianggap atau diketahui memiliki senjata nuklir. Namun Guterres mengatakan setiap negara memiliki kewajiban untuk melakukan segala yang mereka dapat untuk menghentikan proliferasi senjata semacam itu.
Disarmament is everybody's business because life itself is everybody's business. The decisions you make at this meeting will help cement the treaty's position as an essential element of the global disarmament and non-proliferation architecture. And it will hopefully convince more countries to get on board. It is only by joining in solidarity that we can eliminate this scourge and get back to the business of building a better, more peaceful and trusting world for all. Let's eliminate these weapons before they eliminate us.
Maria Eugenia Villarreal, yang berbasis di Guatemala, adalah anggota kelompok pengarah ICAN. Ia mengatakan perjanjian pelarangan senjata nuklir yang dibuka untuk ditandatangani di PBB di New York pada tahun 2017 mendapatkan momentum.
We feel strong. We feel self-confident that the treaty is working. We have many expectations that all the countries join the treaty. That's why we are here with them, talking about the consequences of the nuclear weapons, seeing how they can join the treaty and ratify the treaty, and in some way to get together to stigmatize these nuclear weapons.
Tiga negara lagi telah bergabung di Wina minggu ini, yaitu Tanjung Verde, Granada, dan Timor Leste. Dan jumlah negara yang telah meratifikasinya kini menjadi 65. Namun, tidak ada satupun negara yang memiliki senjata nuklir yang telah menandatanganinya. Villarreal mengatakan gagasan bahwa suara negara-negara kecil tidak diperhitungkan dalam hal ini adalah tidak benar.
We feel proud that most of the countries in Latin America and some countries in the Caribbean, that this is the case of Grenada, has ratified the treaty. Every country count in this treaty. It doesn't matter if they have nuclear weapons or don't have nuclear weapons. We need that each country in the world join the treaty.
Australia belum menandatangani perjanjian itu dan menghadiri pertemuan tersebut sebagai pengamat melalui backbencher pemerintah Susan Templeman. The Guardian melaporkan sekelompok 55 mantan diplomat Australia telah menulis surat terbuka kepada Perdana Menteri Anthony Albanese dan mendesak agar Australia meratifikasi perjanjian itu. Perjanjian itu adalah sesuatu yang membuat Albanese menjadi pendukung oposisi pada tahun 2018. Fokus utama lainnya pada pertemuan itu adalah para kaula muda. Uso Chukwu Chanyere dari Nigeria adalah bagian dari delegasi pemuda acara tersebut. Ia mengatakan penting bahwa para kaula muda memimpin dalam perang melawan senjata nuklir.
Quite frankly, we have a longer time to spend on this earth than older people because most of them are, you know, really old and they don't have much time left on earth, so they're going to have to pass the mantle down to the next generation and the next generation. So instead of having it change each generation, it's much better if young people take the mantle up and, you know, advocate over decades.
Ia menambahkan ancaman ganda dari senjata nuklir dan perubahan iklim harus dilawan secara bersamaan.
There's definitely a nexus between nuclear weapons and climate change in the sense that those two issues pose the single greatest threat to human existence, and it would be instructive for us to, you know, connect it, find an intersectionality between those two issues and advocate alongside each other because they have to be addressed together.
Pekan larangan nuklir di Wina ini berlangsung hingga tanggal 24 Juni. Demikian tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai pertemuan larangan nuklir di Wina yang disusun oleh Sunil Awasti untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.